Hi there. The word for you today is, what do you have? In 2 Kings 4 verse 2, we read the verse, what do you have in your house? Now, when you pray, God can answer in two ways. First, he can use somebody you know. Think about that. Who do you know? Who knows what you don't know? Jesus said, Luke 6:38, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. Note that word, men shall give. When God blesses you, he often does it through people. So, who should you be listening to, walking with, and receiving from? Solomon said in Proverbs 13 verse 20, he who walks with wise men will be wise. Observe that word, walks. Wisdom comes when you're moving forward, not resting on your laurels. That means you've got to be teachable, discerning, relational, and responsive. Let me say something else. Not only can God use somebody you know, but number two, he can use something you already have. In 2 Kings 4, a minister's wife was in trouble. Her husband had died, the bills were piling up, and the creditors took her sons, to work off the debt. When she turned to the prophet Elisha for help, he asked her this question, what do you have in your house? She answered, just a little pot of oil. He replied, find every empty pot you can and start pouring that oil into them. If you do, you'll have enough to pay off your debts and live well. And that's exactly what happened. Bottom line, with God, you always have enough to create what you need. You may not know it, but you've got it. He's deposited it within you. The Bible says he can, quote, do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. This is Ephesians 3:20, the New International Bible. Listen to how that verse ends. According to his power that is at work within us. Where's the power? Already within you. In other words, your answer or your resources are in your gifting, your tenacity, your relationships, and your connection to God. So, the word for you today is, what do you have?